And it's the Thursday, July 20th edition in 2023 of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. Unfortunately, we have had some serious transmission problems earlier on, which, along with the usual Thursday pileup of Huff meeting, coming back from trips to the north to pick up street sheets and other excuses, I'm going to be laying upon you here the another flashback, and this flashback actually I thought couldn't even be put up on as an archive because our transmission was not working from distant Texas, where it stems originally from. But that eventually got fixed, but not really in time to avoid a kind of a rushing kind of attitude here. So what you've got is you've got a flashback to December 2nd, 1999, which is largely a debate between, well, I'm trying to be moderator, but it's between me and then Councilmember Christopher Crone and then Minority Councilmember, minority not in race, but in terms of ideology, Mike Rotkin, who, of course, was usually the majority on the Santa Cruz City Council. This was one of the few times from 1998 through 2002 when he, well, 2000, which was when he ended his term at that particular time. But there was a so-called progressive majority that, of course, turned out not to be very progressive on homeless issues, police abuse issues, city council process issues, beach flats, Canfield Company issues. I don't know about development issues. I can't speak really to a lot of those. But in any case, this is all about the shoulder tap law, which I think became law, unless I'm missing something here, which is described in some detail by the opponent of the law, Christopher Crone. Good for him. But Crone was also under severe attack by myself and others for failing to stand up at city council as a strong voice against the sleeping ban, against police abuse, against, violence against homeless people and violence against demonstrators, where he was, you really see a pathetic spectacle of Crone endlessly ducking issues, which he just sort of does so by going on. Well, you'll hear it. And I kind of apologize in advance for subjecting you to so much of this, but it has a historical value because Crone is still, seen by some as, and certainly regards himself as, a community leader, in spite of the fact that he was, I think, improperly recalled after being censured by a right-wing activity or action on the city council. In 2020, 2019, thereabouts. Anyway, make what you can of this, and hopefully there'll be some more original material on Sunday, as well as usual, a better flashback. Thinking of getting a bit into the Ross Camp situation, the former homeless encampment that actually stood up for itself, got its own attorney, and fought back for a while, and the few on the council who sided with them. Anyway, that's not for today's show. That'll be for a future show. Or if you want to check it out, just check out the early shows of 2019, January, February, and March, which have a lot of that kind of discussion. If you go to the Huff website and look up the name of our show, Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. In the meantime, if you have more information about police misconduct, because there's a lot of police massing for not much reason, it appears, downtown. They seem to delight in drawing numbers of squad cars and cops to a minor instance, particularly those involving folks in ragged clothing. So it's unfortunately not much new, but something we should see as an old bad song that has to be stopped. So if you see anything, give a call to 831-423-4833. That's the Huff line, 423-HUFF, and also my phone. Or even better, take video of it yourself and post it online, and then let me know about it or let the community know about it, however you can.